thing about sugar, I guess high carb sugar or high sugar diets is just really bad for you, just because of the fact that it's just making your brain starve for glucose.
Yeah, sugar is bad for lots of things, and as you kind of mentioned here, when you're eating sugar, it's going to promote insulin resistance, and it's going to promote brain insulin resistance. In fact, they've done a lot of studies have just come out recently have shown that people who have diets that are high in sugar, their brains actually age. The acceleration of the aging is much more with these people than other people.
No, I don't think I have a diet high in sugar, but what I do is I put a lot of sugar in my in tea when I drink tea. I drink tea fairly often. But I've had some of my doctors ask me questions in the past if I was diabetic. I said, no, I wasn't diabetic. I don't test diabetic. But I guess for some reason I'm talking about symptoms that make them ask me that question.
You know, you can be insulin resistant without being diabetic. Diabetic is kind of an arbitrary point, and what they've done is they've taken what's insulin resistance, and at some point they said this level of insulin resistance will be diagnosed as diabetes. And if you're below that to this certain point, then you're pre-diabetes. And then the point before that is that you're not pre-diabetes yet, but you're getting there. And then below that, you would be normal. And a lot of people that are walking around thinking they are normal are actually insulin resistant. They're on their way to becoming diabetic.
I get a blood test done every year, and they test my blood sugar level. It always comes back normal as far as I know. They never say anything to me about it.
That's what I'm saying. Normal isn't necessarily healthy or good. Normal could still be insulin resistant. If your blood tests come back and it's over 90 milligrams per deciliter, then you have some level of insulin resistance. And probably 90% of the population has some level of insulin resistance.
Okay. Well, that's a number for me to look for then.
Yes. You want to be 90 or below.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate this interview today.
Thanks for calling in. We greatly appreciate your questions. Dr. Fife, do you have recommendations on substitutes for sugar?
Well, I have one recommendation that you can use. It's stevia. Are you familiar with stevia?
Yes.
It's an herbal sweetener. I do not like the artificial chemical sweeteners like aspartame because they cause so much health problems, including neurological problems. So I would totally stay away from those type of sweeteners. The things like xylitol are better than that. So I would prefer those if you needed to use a sweetener, or preferably stevia.